got some good news, finally. What if I told you that one state just exposed one of the biggest lies used against gun owners for decades by signing a bill that treats suppressors like what they actually are, safety equipment? Stay with me, because what South Dakota just did matters far beyond its borders. Hey everybody, welcome back to the channel. My name is Jared, this is Guns and Gadgets, and if you want to stay up to date on real Second Amendment news without media spin, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and turn on your notifications. Because today we've got some huge news out of South Dakota that the mainstream media doesn't want to talk about. South Dakota Governor Larry Roden has officially signed a bill that removes firearm suppressors from the state's definition of controlled weapons. Let that sink in. For years, decades actually, anti-gun politicians have lumped suppressors in with machine guns, short barrel firearms, and other heavily restricted items, pretending they're tools of criminals. Well, South Dakota just said enough. That's nonsense. Under the new law, suppressors are no longer treated as inherently dangerous or criminal devices under state law. They are no longer categorized as controlled weapons simply for existing. Now, this is a massive policy shift, and it's rooted in reality, not Hollywood, not gun control propaganda, and not emotional fear-mongering. Suppressors, despite what movies and cable news tell you, do not make guns silent. They reduce noise to safer levels. They protect hearing. They reduce recoil, and sometimes they can improve accuracy. In other words, they make firearms safer for law-abiding citizens. And here's the part that the gun control crowd hates admitting. Criminals almost never use suppressors. According to federal data, suppressors are among the least used firearms accessories in violent crime. And yet, for decades, they've been treated as if they are tools of assassins. South Dakota just shattered that lie. This law amends South Dakota's criminal statutes to explicitly remove suppressors from the list of controlled weapons. Previously, just possessing a controlled weapon could carry felony charges unless you fell into some narrow exceptions. Now, suppressors are no longer criminalized by default. And that's a critical distinction. The law still punishes criminal misuse, as it should, but it no longer treats peaceful gun owners like criminals just for owning a lawful accessory. That is what constitutional governance looks like. Real quick, guys, the commodity supercycle is currently underway, and retail investment demand has surged in recent months. JP Morgan has said if retail investment demand continues, we could see $8,500 an ounce for gold. And if private investor allocation increases from 3% to 4.6%, we'll see $8,500 an ounce. Well, gold and silver are soaring so fast that they're topping forecasts in weeks, not months. BMO Capital sees gold at $8,650 an ounce and silver at $220 an ounce in 2027. And Bank of America raised their forecast to $6,000 an ounce by spring of 2026. And gold is now the second largest currency. Silver's rally is fueled by China's buying and supply constraints, and global silver demand has exceeded any time in history. Now, silver surged 158% in 2025, but a mania phase is not far off. There isn't reason to panic, it's reason to adjust your investments. First, guys, own more gold and silver. Gold has nearly doubled the performance of the S&P over the last 25 years. Call the Proud Americans of Patriot Gold Group today, before it's too late. Mention Guns and Gadgets and you'll always get best-in-class service from Patriots protecting Patriots. Patriot Gold Group has the no-fee-for-life IRA, where your IRA or your 401k can be in physical gold and silver, and you may be eligible for their no-fee-for-life IRA. On qualifying rollovers, that is. Now call 888-581-4989 for a free investor guide today. Patriot Gold Group is a Consumer Affair top-rated gold IRA dealer 9 years in a row. Call 888-581-4989 today. Now, let's talk about the Constitution for a moment. The Second Amendment protects the right to keep and bear arms, not just bare, neutered firearms stripped of modern accessories. Under the Supreme Court's text, history, and tradition test, arms in common lawful use are protected. Suppressors are. They are lawfully owned by hundreds of thousands of Americans, especially after January 1st this year. Now, they're used for hunting, sports shooting, and home defense. They're regulated more heavily than machine guns, despite being less dangerous, much less dangerous. Now, that regulatory scheme has never made constitutional sense. And South Dakota didn't just fix a state law, it aligned its statutes with the actual meaning of the Second Amendment. And this move should make ATF leadership very uncomfortable. Why? Because states are increasingly refusing to play along with federal fear-based narratives. First, states moved on to constitutional carry. Then, magazine bans started falling. The assault weapon bans started collapsing in court. Now, states are re-examining suppressor laws. And that puts enormous pressure on the National Firearms Act, which was built on outdated assumptions and political panic, not evidence. South Dakota is saying, we don't buy it anymore. And other states, they're watching closely. Make no mistake, this is part of a larger trend. States are increasingly asserting that law-abiding gun owners are not the problem. Accessories don't commit crimes. And criminal law should punish actions, not objects. This is exactly how constitutional rights are restored. Not overnight, but one principled decision at a time. And every time a state pushes back, it weakens the foundation of federal overreach. Don't be surprised if other red states follow South Dakota's lead. And courts begin scrutinizing suppressor restrictions more closely, or the NFA itself faces renewed constitutional challenges. The momentum is shifting, and it's shifting because gun owners didn't back down. Now I want to hear from you. Do you think suppressors should have ever been regulated like machine guns in the first place? Do you think this puts pressure on Congress to finally revisit the National Firearms Act? Let me know in the comments down below, and if you found this breakdown valuable, hit the like button as it helps beat up this algorithm censorship deal that we're all facing here in the Second Amendment. Share this video with someone who still believes that suppressors are assassin tools. Maybe we can educate them. And as always, make sure that you're subscribed to Guns and Gadgets, because when the next domino falls, you'll hear it here first. I appreciate y'all. God bless you. God bless America. I'll see you on the next one. Take care.